The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
I'd like to extend the best wishes to the Imam of the time, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Faraj al-Sharif, and to all the Mu'minin and Mu'minat on this celebration of the birth anniversary of the first daughter of Ali and Fatima, Zainab Salawatullah Alayha. Again, I would say, we thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for the example of Zainab that He has given to us. She was born in a righteous, you know, family, surrounded by the people who were ma'asoom, purified by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You know, just think about it, and this is just, I'm trying to, you know, visualize the scene that when Zainab came to this dunya, and when she opened her eyes, whom would the child see first? It is the mother. Fatima Zahra, Masuma. Maybe then, the brothers were there, Hassan and Hussein, both of them infallible. Then she looks at the father. He is also masoom. And then the grandfather comes in. Her eyes goes to him. He is also masoom. A girl who is born in the, what we call, surrounded with this halo of infallibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored her. She is not among the masumeen. But the environment has its own impact. Somebody who is born in that surrounding of infallibility attains that level that our ulama use a term for her where they say she is not a ma'asuma. You need a ayat of Quran or, you know, confirmation from ma'asum themselves. But she was mahfuzatun anil khata. At least we don't know that she ever, you know, committed any mistake or khata on a practical level. Ali and Fatima already had two sons. And now they have a baby girl. There was so much overjoyed that even if you look at the name given to her, this was actually not more about her, it was more about the expression of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Zainab is actually formed from Zainab, Zainu Abin, means the beauty of the father. In a way, Fatima, when it comes to Zainab, you know, her personality reflects that beauty or the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salat wa salam. Salawat qurana akbar. All these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ahzab that we quoted earlier. The spirit of submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The level of iman, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truthfulness, patience, humbleness, charity, fasting, being chaste, and constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and feeling His presence in her life. All these can be seen, especially when you look at the extraordinary circumstances of Karbala. You know, I don't intend to recite Masaib in Mahfil, but we are forced to use some of the examples from that, you know, background. And I had mentioned this many times in Masaib also of Bibi Zainab, that the night, the eve of 11th Muharram, the day of Ashura, passed away. Now the night has settled down. With all the tragedy and suffering and pain and hurt that they have gone through. Yet according to the fourth Imam, he testifies that my aunt Zainab did not even abandon her namaz shab in that night. This is what we call, you know, al-dhakirina lillahi kathiran wa dhakirat. You know, those who have this, you know, zikr of Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all and every situation. Brought up in that family of infallibility, under the shadow of the father who is known as Baba Madinatul Ilm, the gate of the city of knowledge, you know, Zainab attained that level of ma'rifat and understanding that again we have the fourth Imam testifying in Kufa when he says, you know, to Bibi Zainab, anti alimatun ghayra mu'allama. Means you have the ma'rifat, you have the knowledge that you didn't need a teacher for it. This was the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that actually comes with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'minin in Ahl al-Balagha has a passage where he talks about muttaqeen. And then he talks about the power of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr of Allah is not reciting the tasbih, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, or la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. No. Zikr of Allah means to always know that Allah is there, watching you, being aware of His presence and be conscious of that. That is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali says if you reach to that level of zikr, which is not just verbal, which is not because of the habit that you have that you recite these words all the time, rather it is there in your mind and heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Ali, will whisper to you in your mind. You will be able to see things that ordinary people can't see. You will be able to hear things that normal people would not be able to hear. And I think one of the best examples of that statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen about the impact of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of that highest level is Zainab binti Ali. Look at the way she selects the ayat of Quran in her khutbas, especially in Damascus, in Sham. It has such an impact that when we look at this struggle of fighting the evil, the menace of Muawiyah, this struggle started with Ali, continued with Hassan and Hussein, but it reached to its conclusion at the hand of Imam Zainul Abidin and Bibi Zainab. Her words were so powerful that, you know, even the court of Yazid changed. He was forced basically to let them go. You heard the qasida where, you know, where we say, where the shair, the poet says that even the house of Yazid became a place for majlis of Hussein. That was the revolution because of these words of Imam Zainul Abidin and Bibi Zainab Salawatullah Alayha.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi عليم حال حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.